Why do our lives feel harder than we believe they're supposed to feel? Why do we have these deep callings towards something beautiful, magical, meaningful in our lives, and then why does it seem so hard to reach? Why does it seem like it never comes to us, even when we know somewhere deep inside it's what we're meant for? If it's our sole purpose, if it's what we're meant for, then shouldn't it feel easier? Shouldn't it be easier to call it in, to manifest it, to have the things we feel so deeply down to our bones drawn to? The answer is yes. And after 37 years of trying to just do things right, take the right steps, follow the path I thought would eventually bring me what I knew I was meant for, and it not working at all, I had a sudden spiritual awakening. And then I knew why it hasn't been working the way we've been doing things. The reason why is exactly what I talk about in this podcast and exactly what I teach my clients how to find. Ancient alchemy, cosmic wisdom, and real-world teachings for women who know they're meant for so much more. I'm Heather Allison, and this is The Golden Path. Welcome home. Hi, beauties. Oh my goodness, I am back. Whew. I'm honestly not exactly sure what took me so long to get back here, except that I know that it's a journey. Everything is, right? It's always a spiral of ebbs and flows. What I do know is that I've been navigating a ton of expansion in my business, in my life, in my personal power, in my identity. My business keeps growing even through the pandemic. It was the biggest year I've had so far, and it continues to grow. That was such a blessing and such a gift. I moved house. I actually moved out of the city and into a much, much quieter area with so much more nature. So I'm actually literally watching birds playing and frolicking outside my window right now. We might even hear some eagles in just a little while, who knows? I sold the home that I was in the city. Obviously, I was also, just like everyone else, navigating this incredibly strange existence that this whole world is going through, right? This pandemic, this strange, bizarro world that we've been living in over the past year plus. And it just feels like I've been stepping into kind of a completely new version of me and of my life. And so sometimes that means some deeper internalness, some deeper quiet, some deeper spaciousness, and some rearranging of the things that I'm doing and how I do them. And that's definitely been my experience of the past year and a half or so. I mean, I kind of think it's impossible to not feel changed by everything that's happened in the world in the past year and a half, right? Also, you may hear Griffin in the background. I'm just gonna, in service of this being raw and fluid and feminine and not needing things to be perfect, I'm gonna let his voice be heard as well in the background. So if you hear that, that's what's going on. Oh, as if to punctuate it. But there was a while there where I really wasn't sure what my relationship to this podcast was gonna be. You know, I knew I would do more episodes, but I just couldn't really find my footing. It felt like she wanted to become something different than those first handful of episodes that were very initiatory, right? That were very much an invitation into the mystery, into this work, into understanding why we actually need to look at the archetypes, what these invisible realms are all about, what the feminine is all about, why it matters, and how it affects every single part of our life. And I wasn't sure where we were going after that. I actually think that what was going on was that, because I have to take my own medicine in this work just as much as I share it with my clients, I think I was trying to put her into a box, put myself into a box, trying to define how often I would create a new episode, how I would do that, what it would look like, what the timing would be, what the format would be, how it would fit in with and make sense with, you know, the books that I'm writing, the courses that I'm offering, just blah, 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 all of the things, trying to quote unquote figure it out. But that's not how the feminine works. She doesn't work very well when you try to put her in a box. So, of course, I was kind of put in this like holding pattern until I let myself get quiet enough and spacious enough and let go of attachment enough to receive. Until I remembered more and more about what I'm actually here to bring through, what I'm here to bring you, which is the deepest ancient feminine transmission that I can. And not being so attached to what it looks like, to the form of it, to what I think it means or what I think it needs to mean. Because that means I don't get to do things the way other people do them, the way this current paradigm works. That I'm actually deeply asked / required to not be functioning in this like logical, rational, makes sense-y kind of way. Letting go of even more control, ideas of control, even more comparison, even more shoulds, even more linearity and ideas of what quote-unquote makes sense. Because I'm here to bring through more and more of the mystery, right? So that means I get to release more and more and more of the places where I'm still holding on to this linear, limited experience of the world. So you can expect a new episode basically whenever a new episode wants to come through me. And I just get to be okay with that, and I get to stop trying to make it happen the way I think it should happen. Right? And it's perfect. So if this is the first time you're tuning in and you're like, what is this person talking about? I'm Heather Allison. I'm a divine feminine channel, shamanic healer, energy blueprint coach. And basically all that means is that I help women align with the energies, both within them and around them, that are going to help them expand and step even more powerfully into their highest destiny, into what they can feel in their bones they are meant for, and shift out of the energies that are keeping them stuck, that feel like these infuriating, invisible blocks holding them back in any part of their lives, in all part of their lives, whether it's love or business, abundance, intuition, mystical healing abilities, personal power, all of the things. Just feeling better. And I do that through powerfully aligning us with the divine feminine, the divine masculine, and creator archetypes, this divine archetypal trinity, as I call it, as well as through shamanic healing and other energetic healing modalities, through shifting every part of our lives into alignment with the abundant universe, the expansive universe, the quantum realms, with our soul mission, our soul purpose, really helping us plug into, directly into, the highest expression of who we are and why we came here and what we're here to experience. And if that kind of sounds like a lot, or if it doesn't entirely make sense, it's totally okay, because one of the coolest parts of this work is that these shifts just start to happen for you as soon as you step into the mystery school that I run, or as soon as you join one of the smaller courses that I offer, and when you decide to let yourself receive and remember that there's another way. Because that's what we're doing, basically unplugging from the current wounded masculine reality, the patterns and the energy that we've been conditioned into, the limitation we've been taught, and remembering something much, much deeper, something much more ancient within us. I'm not teaching you something new. I'm holding a door open, and I'm helping you come back into something that's been aching to awaken within you all along. So when you let yourself decide that it's time to remember, the coolest freaking thing is that it just starts to happen. So that's one of the reasons I started this podcast, The Golden Path, is to give you a taste of that and to help you start the process of remembering who you really are and what you really came here for, the kinds of miracle you're actually capable of, and to remind you that you have so much more available to you than this world has told you, than this world has shown you. You know that in your bones. You know that in your belly. You know that somewhere so much deeper than your linear mind. So welcome to the mystery. Welcome to the realm of miracles. Welcome to the medicine your soul came here to remember. Let's go ahead and dive in. So today I'm talking about love, and specifically talking about twin flames, soulmates, and navigating love relationships in our lives. Because there are a bunch of things I feel like we've been conditioned to get wrong when it comes to love, when it comes to finding love, when it comes to how we see and navigate our relationships. A bunch of things I feel that have kept us in narrower and narrower energy when it comes to receiving love. And especially when it comes to deciding which relationships to enter into or which relationships to stay in, which relationships are no longer for us. Now, I will say, as with everything that you're going to find in this work, everything that I offer you and everything that is in the mystery of the mystery, there's no template for this, meaning there's no such thing as this rule book or this map that I can give you that says unequivocally that this is how you know this is the right person for you. Right? There's no list that I can give you to check off to say, ah, this is the right one. This is the right relationship that I should be in. This is the right relationship that I should look for. This is the kind of relationship that I should stay in. Or this is exactly how you know when a relationship isn't for you or when one should end or whatever, because there is no one way. This isn't a linear reality. Even if our wounded masculine conditioning, our rational minds and our egos would very much like it to be, it's not a linear reality. It's not how this works here. But what I am going to share with you today is in service of you feeling into your truth, your way, the truth of love in your own life, the more expansive view of love, so you can hopefully find a bit more clarity and a bit more peace when it comes to calling in and creating and nurturing and navigating and healing love in your own life. But let's start by doing what I like to do in this podcast. If you listened to this before, you know that I always like to start us off this way, creating deeper presence, letting ourselves come into our own space, into our own energy, into our own bodies, and our much more ancient knowing within. So let's take a few minutes out of our days to close our eyes, to come inside, to release what's outside of us in this busy world full of inputs, constant inputs that are not of us, and drop in deeper together. So for everyone who isn't driving, like if you're not operating a motor vehicle of some kind or doing something else hazardous or whatever, something that you have to have your eyes open for, or you'd injure yourself or injure somebody else, then invite you to give yourself this gift of closing your eyes. If you are driving, maybe pull over and just give yourself this gift anyway, if you can. It seems like such a small thing, this small act. It seems like it could never really make that much of a difference. But this sacred pause, this stillness, this spaciousness, this allowing ourselves to come back from what's out there, from this visible physical world, and really come inside, into our own space, has such massive impacts on our lives, on our nervous systems, on our energy, on our knowing, on our ability to expand. So just see if you can let yourself, give yourself these few minutes here in your center with your eyes closed. Let yourself come into your own energy field, come into your own space. And start dropping down into your body. Just notice how your consciousness, how your conscious mind keeps you up here in your head. How we spend most of our lives up here, thinking, analyzing, deciding. Most of us navigate our entire lives from up here. And kind of drag our bodies along or feel even burdened by them. And this is part of our wounded masculine conditioning that says there's nothing of value deep down here. Or at least that says our minds, our brains, rational, logical thinking is more valuable. But the ancient feminine within knows better. She knows that this is where our truth exists. She knows that it's from here that we expand. She knows that it's here where we receive everything we're desiring. So see if you can just start letting yourself and your consciousness drop down deeper and deeper into your body. Imagine yourself traveling down through your midline, through the center of your body. Notice how everything starts to soften. Notice your muscles and your bones settling in, getting heavier. Your body releasing, your body opening, your mind and your thoughts getting slower, more expansive, more present, your breath getting deeper. See if you can imagine and even feel your entire body melting from top to bottom, from crown to root. As you continue down your body, softening every muscle, let yourself be held up only by your bones. Keep going. Keep melting down through your body, softening your womb space, your hips, your pelvis. Feeling yourself land here, heavier in your seat, anchored, still. Breathe deeper and deeper into your body, imagining your lungs extend all the way down to your womb, with every inhale filling your womb space. And while you're here, breathing in and out through your womb, see if you can feel what love is. And I'm talking real love, capital L love, the kind of love this universe is built on, the kind of love creation is sourced from, that kind of love. Even if you feel like you've never gotten to experience an incredibly profound type of human love, it doesn't matter. This kind of love is in your bones. It's in your cells. It's in your womb. You come from this kind of love. Let yourself tap into your imagination, into your curiosity. Let yourself simply pretend to know what that kind of love, cosmic kind of love, feels like. It feels massive, doesn't it? It feels bigger than you could possibly comprehend, bigger than you can imagine. Every single time you touch into what you think it might be, how big you think it might be, it gets bigger. Notice how that feels in your body. Just notice what sensations are happening as you feel into this kind of unadulterated, unfiltered love. Even if you feel like you're only getting these like glimpses, these partial moments of this sensation, of this feeling, like flickers of it, just notice what happens in your body when you do. And I want you to feel into this. Is there anywhere this love can't go? Is there anything this love can't touch? Is there a limit to it? No, right? Of course there isn't. Which means we can't define love. We can't put it in a box. We can't siphon it off and have it move in a direction that we want it to go, because it's everywhere. Love is not of the linear realm. There is no one way that it moves. There's no one way that it expresses itself. And there's no one way it arrives to you. See if you can let yourself remember this. Feel the limitlessness of it. Feel it coming from everywhere. Feel it as something so big you can't even identify it, and anchor that feeling, that remembrance, into your bones with every single breath. Let's take one more breath in here with the intention of spreading this feeling and this remembrance everywhere in your bodies, through every inch of skin, through every organ, places you don't even remember are a part of you, places you forget to feel. And then exhale through open mouth anything that wants to be released. And you can go ahead and open your eyes again if you'd like, or you can keep them closed for the rest of this episode if you would like. That's completely up to you. And either way, see if you can let yourself receive the rest of this episode from here. From this deeper place, this more expanded place, from down here in your body, in your bones, in your cells, in every inch of your skin, rather than up in your head. I hope you could feel just how truly massive love is. How it's really, like, truly uncontainable, untetherable. It's something we can't quantify. It's something we can't measure. It's so much bigger than we can wrap our brains around, right? So much bigger. Infinitely bigger. So it's a really big subject, too. It's one of those things where no matter how much we make ourselves a student of love, right? No matter how much we learn about the ins and outs and study how relationships work, how love works, how our hearts navigate this world and our connections with one another, there's always more to learn. There's always more to learn, more to understand, more to explore of the mystery that is love. Because love is of the mystery. And anytime we think we've nailed it down, anytime we think we've got it all figured out, she's going to move. She'll move. She'll show us a new facet that we haven't seen before. She'll invite us through doors and portals we haven't walked before, including ones we never wanted to walk in the first place. There's always more to learn, to understand. She's always going to be expanding us beyond what we think we know and beyond what we think we're ready for. So even though I talked about love in episode 3, from the perspective of the archetypes themselves and how they function and what they mean for our love lives, how they impact our relationships and how they influence really like all relationships, that was just the beginning. That was just touching into love. And what I wanted to talk about today is part of this subject that's been coming up a lot in my private client work and in Golden Goddess lately. Which, by the way, if you're not familiar with Golden Goddess yet, it's the Mystery School Mastermind and Destiny Accelerator that I run each year for an intimate group of women. It's the deepest experience of this work that I offer, the primary experience of this work that I offer, and it's the most reality-changing, the most paradigm-shifting. We dive into everything in that journey, from love and business, energetics, intuition, personal power, mystical abilities, healing, other kinds of relationships, manifesting, you name it. It's a really whole life transformation because we give you an entirely new foundation for doing everything, like literally everything. But love is coming up everywhere in my client work right now. So I felt called to dive back into this podcast with some thoughts and ideas and principles for you that have really helped my clients and have really helped me navigate our love lives. And my clients aren't like in one particular phase of their love relationships. So they're women who are dating and looking for love or ready for love. They're navigating that massive sea of uncertainty and hope and sometimes confusion that can come with that space. They're also women who are already in relationships, sometimes really deep, very long-term relationships, sometimes in brand new and incredible relationships, but who are nonetheless bumping up against some challenges, as we all do in relationships. Or maybe they are wondering if they're in the right relationship, if they're with the right person, wondering if they should leave their partners, wondering if they somehow chose wrong somewhere along the way, if they're missing the partner that they're supposed to be with, the relationship that they're supposed to be in. And like, how do you know? Like, how do you know and when do you know that this isn't the right person or the right relationship? There are also women who have just left a relationship and are either trying to heal their hearts or are wondering if they did the right thing and choosing to leave that person, right? So the point being is that there are so many ways that we get kind of all tangled up wondering if this is where we're supposed to be, wondering if we're choosing the right lover, the right partner, the right relationship, wondering if we should commit or not commit yet, like wondering how the hell we're ever going to know if we're making the right decisions for our love lives, wondering if we should leave, like all the things. All of these things can be a really hard place to be, this place of uncertainty, right? Because for me, and it's probably the same for you, one of the things I've always been sure of, like to my bones, is that I'm here to love, that I'm here to love from my big, deep, wide open heart, that I'm here to experience love and receive love that I feel all the way to my toes. And it's scary and it's really painful when it feels like maybe that's not going to happen. Like maybe we'll miss it, or like maybe we're going to mess it all up somehow, or maybe we're choosing the wrong thing. And it has us looking at every lover, every relationship, at ourselves with this intense fucking magnifying glass, right? Like analyzing everything, comparing everything that we're experiencing to what we see other people having or doing, or scrutinizing every aspect of what our love life looks like, reacting to everything that's not going the way that we thought it should or the way that we wanted it to, wondering if we're getting everything wrong, wondering who can tell us how to get it right, right? We start asking, like, is there something wrong with me that I don't have what I see other people have? Like, should I leave so that I can find that? Can I find that? Is that even possible, right? I know it can feel really hard. And I know we can feel really lost in these places sometimes. And I want to just kind of blow that out of the water a little bit for you today. This idea that you are at all lost, that you're somehow not getting love right, that you're choosing the wrong things in love. Because what I want to tell you is you're just experiencing love. You're just experiencing love. Because like I said a minute ago, love is of the mystery. And because it's of the mystery, it doesn't unfold the way we think it should. It doesn't play by these kind of simplified, linear, rational, logical rules that we are so tempted to put it in, right? To force it into this box that we want to put it in. We so desperately want to make sense of love. We want it to make sense, but it's not meant to. It's not meant to. It doesn't move in the way that we think it should move. It doesn't operate on a human perspective of time. It doesn't look the way we think it should look. It doesn't make sense. It's not meant to make sense. In fact, if love looked exactly the way we thought it should look, if it happened exactly the way we think it should happen, if it made sense, quote unquote, it wouldn't actually be love at all. It would be a spreadsheet. It would be an algorithm. It would be a machine. It's not a machine. Love is of the mystery. It's boundless, it's edgeless, it's limitless. And if love were to show up only how we think it should, only how we expect it to, it would actually be complacency. It wouldn't actually be love at all. Does that make sense? Love is designed to expand us. It's designed to stretch us, to dissolve our edges, our straight lines, our requirements, our expectations, all the ways we tend to want to stay within the bounds of what we already know, what we've already decided that we want to experience, right? So that's the first thing I want to invite you to remember, that you're not supposed to have this perfectly figured out, that you're not supposed to have this like perfectly clear idea of where you're going already. That you're not supposed to have this all planned out, mastered. You're not supposed to be sitting here all certain, knowing exactly what the rest of your love life is going to look like. Honestly, you're not even supposed to know exactly who you're supposed to be with or the timing that it's going to unfold in. That's not how this works. We don't get to have control in this life, right? I mean, if this past year and a half has taught us nothing, it's that. We do not get to have control in this life as much as we think we do. We don't. This is one of the ways, in my opinion, that the wounded masculine paradigm, this patriarchy, has conditioned us to see this world as something that we get to control. And you can feel what that does, right? When we see our world as something we get to control, it deletes the mystery, completely, like, obliterates the mystery entirely. And now this isn't just something that we, like, you know, want to keep in balance as some kind of a strategy. Like, I'm not sitting here wanting to convince you that you want to stay out of control because then you'll get to experience more of the mystery just because that feels better or just because that's fun, although it's all of those things. No, what I'm saying is that everything we crave as humans, everything, love, clear intuition, inner knowing, our highest and most aligned path, the one that feels like we're doing exactly what we're meant for, exactly what we came here to do, our most abundant lives and success, closeness, intimacy, connection, communication, ease, everything we crave as humans It is of the mystery. Because it's literally how they work. So I'm not saying that you like want to keep this in balance because you want to experience more of the mystery just because it's like a cool thing to do or a fun thing to do or an expansive thing to do. I'm saying that when we're trying to control, we're actually removing our connection with how the universe actually works in the first place. It's not just a nice to have. This damn wounded masculine addiction we have to control has us actually living against how life works, how the universe works in its thriving form. Does that make sense? So here's an example of what I mean. Like, even if we're in love, like we're madly in love right now, and we're sure we found our person, and both of us know that we want to spend the rest of our lives together and we've committed to one another, we still don't have any guarantee of that, right? We can't ever have a guarantee of that. Life never unfolds in a straight line. It never happens in just one way. And we never get to control it. And I'm not saying that to like freak you out, but there's a really deep and profound freedom in it. Because look at what that means for that part of you that thinks that you have to like choose perfectly, get everything right. You know, find that one person who's going to be the right one for you, or you're going to miss it. You're going to miss out on love. Like that part of you that's putting so much pressure on yourself or on your partner to be like your one chance. Like you'll either make the train or you'll miss it, right? That's not how this works. That's not how this universe works. Because the truth is we're never done. We're never done. Our best life and our best love doesn't exist in some like tiny little 1 square inch singular place that we can get to or we'll lose. That we'll either find it or we'll fail. And that means we don't have to worry so much about getting something exactly right or exhaust ourselves trying to control everything so much, right? We can't. We don't get to. But also we don't want to. Because again, the mystery is how we receive the things that we're craving in the first place. There is alignment. Yes, absolutely. And we get to choose what's in highest alignment, deepest alignment for us at every turn, with every choice point. And that's one of those things that we get to relearn, right? Like what the divine feminine is here to help us remember, how to know what our deepest alignment is, what our highest path and our highest destiny is, and then how to nurture that. How to nurture our relationship with the mystery. But this life, and definitely love, isn't a series of like ones and zeros, right? It's not this binary experience that we're having here. It's not a pros and cons list, right? Throw those out the window, by the way. Throw those fucking things out the window. They are not going to be how you find your answers about anything, especially anything that's of the mystery, like love. So this first thing that I want to invite you to remember today is this. It's that love is never going to always look one way. It's not supposed to. It doesn't come in any one package, in any one form. It sure as hell isn't going to look just like anyone else's experience of love or just like anyone else's relationship. And your idea of what your love life and your relationships are supposed to look like is just that. It's just an idea. Yours is going to look the way your soul set out for it to look. And you get to receive what that looks like and receive the beauty in it and expand with it and through it. Well, this is one of those things that I think is such a deep disservice that we do to ourselves around love, is that we start thinking that our relationship or the timeline in which our love shows up for us, or just any way that our unique love life is like unfolding for us, that it's somehow not as real, not as good, not as right as someone else's. That it's something to be judged against, this like one particular ideal that we've attached ourselves to as the right way. That it's supposed to be measuring up to some made up marker or milestone that we think is the right way love should happen or the right way love should look. Like we've painted ourselves into this corner believing that it's ever, ever going to look for you the way it looks for me, or that it's ever going to look for me the way it looks for someone out there whose relationship I might want to compare mine with, right? Like, maybe you'll get married, or maybe you're not going to get married and you'll just have this rich and long, loving partnership. Maybe you'll have one long, long, long time love, or maybe you'll have many and varied lovers, like bringing that kind of a richness to your experience. Maybe you're going to meet the partner who shows you what true love feels like when you're 25, or maybe you're going to meet them when you're 50. Maybe you'll be in a relationship with one person, maybe you'll fall in love with two people or more people and have a unique form of relationship that works for every one of you. Maybe you're going to get along beautifully and peacefully with your partner, or maybe you're going to have the kind of relationship that like brings the thunder, if you will. And now I definitely don't mean an abusive relationship, by the way, when I say that. I just mean those relationships where there's like more contrast and more heat, if you will, rather than just kind of this total ease and smooth sailing and everything. Those can still be healthy relationships, those fiery ones. But the point of this whole thing is that none of it matters. None of it is more right or better than the others. There's no form and there's no timing that's better or worse than another. All of it can be perfect and beautiful and exactly on purpose when you give yourself permission to have your experience of love, the one that your soul has in store for you, and you find the beauty in it, and you stop looking outside of yourself for examples of what it's supposed to look like. And when you let yourself listen deeper than your reactive self, deeper than this wounded conditioning, deeper than your human ego perspectives, to see what love might be calling you into. The only thing that we're asked to do is stay open to love, however it wants to come to us, and embrace it for what it wants to bring to us, right? To let ourselves find the gifts, find the beauty, find the teachings, the medicine, the expansion that love wants to bring to us, to let it expand us into more and more and more embodied love while it's here. That's it. That's it. I want you to feel into your heart again here. Feel into your body. Doesn't it feel so much more like truth than the idea, this constrictive, narrow, limiting idea that there's this like one thing, this one way love is supposed to happen, and that if you blink wrong or you take one wrong step or one wrong turn, you're going to miss out on it, right? That's not truth. Your body knows that's not truth. It knows that this cosmic tapestry that we weave here together, all of us souls here, all of us beings here, is far more complex, far more intricate, far more infinite, and far more beautiful than that. Because listen, the most fundamental truth as I've received it is that as souls incarnated here in this lifetime, in this world, in this physical experience, in these bodies, right, we're all just basically here bumping up against one another, dancing with one another, moving in and out of relationships with one another, relationships of all kinds, romantic or platonic, for 60 years or for 60 seconds. And every single one of those relationships with every single person we're in one with is here to expand us and to teach us and to heal us and to remind us of who we really are and what love really is. Take a nice deep breath here, all the way back down to your sacral bowl, back down to your womb space, and just let yourself anchor this in. Deep down here, you know this. So I want to talk today about some of the ways that we can kind of get ourselves a bit tangled up, if you will, as we're navigating love in our lives. And I'm just going to be sharing with you just a few things that I believe, downloads that I've received, perspectives that I hold. And as with everything that I offer you here, please, of course, feel free to take what resonates and just leave what doesn't. But I'm always going to share with you what I've received from my cosmic team, my team of guides, my soul, and the things that have really like released more and more and more the stranglehold of the wounded paradigm in my own life, in my own nervous system, in my own belief system, and that have restored me back into the fullness of my power, of my creative power, and back into love. So the first one that I hear a lot, and it can be really confusing, is that, you know, we meet someone, we have this like intense connection with them, this kind of like deep visceral or cellular remembrance of them. Like our bodies, our bones, something in our soul remembers them, right? Something about them vibrates something so deep and deliciously within us. They like light us up with this electricity we've never felt before. And sometimes we're not necessarily meant to be in a romantic relationship with that person. That can feel super confusing because, as I've received it, that's just because we've been handed a definition of love that says it's supposed to look this one way, that we're searching for this one person, and that anyone we feel such deep love for or such intense and profound connection with is then necessarily meant to be that person, that they're meant to be our partner for life, that we're necessarily meant to be in romantic relationship with, that there are one, right? And that's not true. It can be true, but it's not always true. We've forgotten how much we're actually meant to feel love, like really truly experience love, feel it to our fucking bones for everything, for everything, for everyone. We've put love in this like little tiny box of meaning, into this little tiny definition that says, if I feel this intensely, this deeply for somebody, they're supposed to be mine. They're supposed to be mine. No. Like, do you realize that you can literally feel and hold that much love for literally every single person on this planet? You can. And every animal. And every plant and rock and air and like everything. The intensity and the depth of love and how it feels is not reserved for just romantic sexual love relationships. You can love more than one person, and it doesn't mean anything about the partnership that you're in. It just asks you to be in integrity with that partnership if there's, you know, an understanding or an agreement for monogamy. You can feel intense connection and love with someone, and it doesn't mean you're supposed to be in a relationship with them. Or it doesn't mean that relationship is supposed to be a forever one. In fact, for me, your heart is meant to love more and more and more throughout your life. Not like turn love on and off depending on who you're with. Oh, you're so much bigger than that. We are all so much bigger than that. This is a weird metaphor, but I feel like it works. You're not some like monkey swinging through the jungle holding on to only one vine at a time. Like that's a limited view of what love is and how love is supposed to be. Because you're not just supposed to be like, I love you now. Oop, now I love you and I don't love you now. Like, no. Your heart, once it loves forever. It loves forever. Even if you don't want to be with that person anymore, even if that person hurt you and you like kind of hate them too, it also loves that person as well. Because it's supposed to. Because that's what our hearts do. And that's because our hearts have been expanded by every single ounce of love we've ever experienced. It's not supposed to shut down just because that form of love, that relationship isn't in the physical plane anymore, right? I mean, doesn't that kind of sound ridiculous when you think about it? But honestly, that's one of the biggest things I feel we're here to learn in this lifetime, is how to love without having. How to love without having. Having is this like totally wounded feminine ideal that's founded on scarcity, along with her wounded masculine partner control. When we feel like we can only love when we have something, when we have someone, when we get to keep our fist like super, like closed, super tight around that thing or that person, and when it behaves the way we want it to, that's not love. That's not love. Love doesn't require having. It's not limited, remember? It's boundless, it's timeless, it's endless, it's limitless. And yeah, it fucking hurts when the physical experience, like this physical form of love as we know it, when that changes. When it changes or it leaves or it moves on, when it's no longer what we knew it to be. But nobody ever promised that love didn't come with pain. In fact, in my view, it necessarily does. Because remember what I said in the beginning of this episode, that if love were to show up only how we think it should, only how we expect it to, in the like the bounds of our attachment to, in our linear, narrow requirements, right, then it would actually be complacency. Or it would be control, or fear, or scarcity, or a gross cocktail of all of it. No, love is so much more fierce and so much more expansive than that. She's going to crack open all the places where you feel like you can't possibly choose love. And she's going to show you that you can. That it's what you were built for. So the last couple things I want to talk about is twin flames and soulmates. Twin flames are often held up as like, you know, the ideal, the pinnacle, like the kind of love we should be, quote unquote, should be looking for, right? Like the end all be all of romantic relationships. We put this idea of twin flames on a pedestal, right? And a lot of people start like searching for their twin flame or starting to like do all this like energetic work to call them in or whatever. But here's the thing, as I received it, twin flames are actually pretty rare. They're actually pretty rare. They don't always incarnate in the same lifetimes. And even twin flames that do both incarnate in a lifetime together, they're not always meant to be together. They're not always meant to stay together. I've heard this same thing from other intuitives and from friends of mine who actually are with their twin flame. They either met theirs and ended up in relationship with them, but they weren't meant to stay in relationship. They were meant to just be activated by one another. Or they're with their twin flame, and while it's incredible and absolutely beautiful, it's also really freaking intense. Like the soul work required to be in a twin flame relationship is big. It is big, it is deep. Like it's gonna require you to surrender like all the places where you're still trying to let your ego lead, where you're still trying to play a small game in service of what the soul has chosen, right? In service of what your soul came here to create with this relationship specifically in this lifetime. But honestly, none of that even matters. None of that even matters because while I'm not going to ever claim to be an expert in twin flames, the truth is that we don't need to be running around trying to find ours. It's going to happen if it's meant to. If you're incarnated here together, it's going to happen. And again, it's going to happen on its own time and in its own way and in its own form, whether that's a long-term form or a short-term one. And there's nothing you can do to hurry it along. You don't need to go searching and chasing and trying to find your twin flame. If they're here and if you're meant to connect with them, whether for long term or for short term, that's literally what you came here for. So you don't have to try so hard. And so maybe not everybody's out there running around trying to find their twin flame, but a lot of people are searching for their soulmate, right? They're dating, thinking that there's this like one person who's their soulmate, one person they need to find. Or again, they're afraid they're going to like get their entire love life wrong if they don't find that one person. Or they're looking at their partner through a magnifying glass, like analyzing every aspect of them and how they show up in the relationship and every aspect of the relationship itself and trying to figure out if this is their soulmate or not. When honestly, our soulmates are everywhere. Literally, soulmates are everywhere. And we all have many, 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 many soulmates. Soulmates, in my view, are simply those souls who have come here into lives in this lifetime for us to activate one another, expand one another into our highest selves and into our highest relationships as souls in an incarnated life. They're the other beings who came here to like bump into us and weave with us and exchange energy with us in some deeply profound way, just like we came here to do with them. And that's it. That's it. What if every person you've been in any deep relationship with has been a soulmate? What if that includes your dear friends? What if that includes family and clients? Like anything. What if that includes the person you sat next to at an event one time that said that one thing to you that changed your whole fucking life so much that you can't ever forget them? What if? What if they're all soulmates? There's something else my cosmic team has taught me about too called soul family, which is a bit different than either of those, but I'm going to save that for a different episode or for a course or something. But in truth, in my perspective, all relationships are here to move us in some way, shape, or form. I believe we get to learn from every single one of our relationships. We get to heal through them, expand through them, but they're here to remind us of who we are or like buff out our sharp edges where we're still operating in wound. They're designed to move us in some way, always in service of our soul's highest path, our highest destiny. And we spend so much time wondering if this person in front of us fits into this like nice little box, right? Into this definition that we're attaching to, that we don't let ourselves receive their medicine, their gift. We don't let ourselves be moved by them, be catapulted by them into our mutual next levels. It's honestly like, it's like we're watching this incredible display of Mother Nature, like a double rainbow or a powerful electric thunderstorm or like a cotton candy sunset. And we're sitting here trying to judge whether it's better or worse than the last one. Or we're wondering if it's the best one we'll ever see, or if there's going to be another one better that we'll get to see someday. Like, how pointless is that? Like, enjoy it. Just experience it. Experience it so fully that you cannot help but be moved by it, that you can't help but be expanded by it, that you can't help but be cracked wide open, like more and more and more into love, no matter where it goes, no matter how long it lasts, no matter what happens next. That's our job. That's our job when it comes to love. Whether you're dating or in a relationship or in between relationships, my invitation to you is to love so fully, without attachment to what it means, to where it's going, to where it might go, to any idea of outcome or perfection, and trust that the more you let yourself be present to that kind of experience of love, the kind of love that destroys everything you thought about love in the first place, that it's going to take you to the love you've always been wishing for. So just go love. Stop worrying so much about what it looks like. Let it lead you. Let it show you. Let it change you. I love you. I do. Every single one of you listening to this episode and letting yourself be moved by it. I adore you. And if you want help with the specifics of all of this, if you want my help with the specifics of all of this in your life and your relationships, just message me and we'll find you something here. Otherwise, thank you for being here. Thank you for receiving it fully. Thank you for letting yourself open to what love really, really means. And I'll see you next time.